My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football Fridays, 6 p.m., chomping on things. It's Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's up, bud?
Happy Friday, Nick.
Happy Friday. Yeah, it is a happy Friday. Yeah.
And it is a Friday, F-R-Y-D-A-Y, after last night.
Well, wasn't yesterday a Friday?
I'm giving him 2-for-1.
Hey, you know what? He did make two. I mean, there was the home run and the squeeze.
Yeah, he earned it.
All right, so I think I thought this was a great topic. You know, sometimes you come up with a topic and you're like, people are going to love this. We're going to be split on this. And then it just goes over like a lead balloon, and that's exactly what happened with this. Which game are you more confident in getting a win in? Guardians-Tigers Game 5. Which Game 5 elimination games are tough, by the way, or Browns-Eagles?
This is a layup. The Guardians. Like, it's not even close.
They're going up against Tarik Skubal, by the way, just so we know.
Well, I'd also like to point out that they had a scoreless game in the eighth inning, having faced Skubal in Game 2. Now, granted, your best got beat. That happens. But if they can get him out of the game in the sixth or seventh inning, bullpen to bullpen, I like the Guardians' chances if that game is tied.
I will say, I think it's going to be fascinating. If you get an early lead and even get two runs, whether Hinch has a quick hook on Skubal or whether he rides with him, I don't know that A.J. Hinch even knows what the answer to that would be. So then we'll get to the fun that we get to talk about.
I don't know if I call it fun.
Is Deshaun playing for his job this week?
No, I don't think he's playing for his job this week, no. Is he playing for the Browns season this week? Yes, 100%. Because even though I said it last week, I'll say it again this week. If they lose on Sunday, the season is over. They don't come back from 1-5. But they have too much invested in this financially, obviously. We all know what the situation there is. But then I think the season becomes about trying to find something, anything, to get this guy back on track so that you can build toward 2025. Otherwise, the entire house burns down, and then come 2025, you have to find something else, right? So I don't think he's playing for his job at all. He's got the job. They're paying him a lot of money not to do his job well, which is what's happening right now. And so they got to find a way to get something, anything, out of this investment.
So I'll be honest, I thought you were on team bench Deshaun. Am I wrong on that?
No, I am. I'm all about benching him, but I have to speak from reality. He's done nothing to stay on the field other than just his contract. Similar to, at least from my standpoint, I don't think he's done anything to be named a team captain, yet he's a team captain. So just the situation is what it is. Should he be benched? Absolutely. Does Deshaun Watson give you the best chance to win on Sunday? Probably not. But they're going to keep rolling him out there from just where I believe the organization is on this.
Would you agree that the term to maybe describe Deshaun's performance against the Raiders 2 weeks ago was decent?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't great. Great would have been him winning the game. That's great. It was decent. It was a serviceable quarterback play. But it wasn't good enough to win the football game.
So, with that, they're 1-4 now. If Deshaun is decent, meaning we're talking consistently decent Raiders-level football game with 12 games to go, do the Browns still sneak into the playoff picture?
No. Because I just think the hole's too deep already. And looking at the schedule, the easy part's gone. And yes, the good news is here that they go into the AFC part of the schedule here once they're done with Philadelphia. But I just feel like the hole is too deep. And it's at 1-4, it's going to be tough to recover from. And if they go to 1-5, that's almost insurmountable. That means that they can only afford to lose at most two games the rest of the way. And considering the level of the competition, they might lose two games in the next three games. So, I don't think that this is a playoff contending team even right now as we speak.
So when does it become DTR time? Is that December, if this thing? And what does that look like, by the way? Like, how bad does it have to get? And at what point does that become a real conversation?
It's a good question, and I don't have an answer for you.
Well, that's kind of how this thing's set up, is I have a good question.
I understand, but the reality of the situation is that the focus is on getting Deshaun right. I don't think that they're right now thinking about when can we put DTR on the field. That's not the announcement the Browns are waiting to make for the right time to make it. So I think that right now, they just got to find a way to get serviceable, decent play out of this guy to justify sticking with him. Because to your point, right, if it keeps going in the direction that it is going, it really becomes difficult to look the folks in the locker room in the eye and say, yeah, Deshaun Watson gives us the best chance to win. Meanwhile, Jameis Winston's giving the pregame pep talks and doing whatever else behind the scenes to, keep everybody's spirits up.
When should we be concerned that Kevin could end up losing the locker room because of the way the season's going, in part with Deshaun and all this stuff going on?
Well, I'd say sticking with Deshaun, you risk losing the locker room. But it's through no fault of Kevin's. It feels to me like he's powerless to stop it, right? The train's rolling down the tracks, and there's only so much Kevin can do to slow the momentum down and apply the brakes, right? We can talk about changing play callers and quarterbacks and everything else, but the theme coming out of the locker room this week was fairly simple, and it just comes down to the players executing. The play calling doesn't matter if we can't go out there and execute what's being called. I think that, Stefanski's in a tough place because he is the head coach and everyone assumes that he has absolute power. And I don't know that that's the case right now.
And it's funny because I think something that unlocked, and I heard Ken say it today, is I actually think people assume Kevin has no power. And I think that's where I kind of guffaw and say, like, I don't think Kevin has absolute power. I think the way this is set up is that there are, what, four columns of true decision makers? It's Andrew, it's Kevin, it's Paul, it's Jimmy Haslam. So I think what's interesting is people are painting a picture.
Can I pause you there for a second?
Yeah,
it's not just Jimmy Haslam. I would say it's the only...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ownership group. It's because that's how they're organizationally set up.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why you say Jimmy, just because he's kind of like the face of this thing. But, you know, D. Haslam, J.W. Johnson, Whitney Johnson, like it is, you know, the ownership of the Browns is more a collaborative effort right now, more so than it's just, you know, Jimmy Haslam is sitting atop, you know, everybody else. Does that make sense?
It does. It's working out very well. but no, I mean, so I think like, okay, if you want to throw in Dee Podesta in the ownership group, yeah, I'm sure that whittles down some of the power that Kevin has and Andrew has. I think this idea that he's just, I don't know, a patsy. He's somehow like a Manchurian candidate meant to look good and not answer questions in practice or in like, I feel like that's more where people seem to be painting with Kevin instead of people like me who, you know, I think the conflation is that I somehow think he has absolute power.
Right. And I'll say this, and you know, I don't think you can entertain the fire Stefanski conversation that some people do want to have, even if it might be a vocal minority right now. Unless he does have that, right? You can't hold people accountable that don't have control of the entire operation on their own, right? So I think that from an accountability standpoint, and that's why I feel like there's some other things that they can do, and maybe they will do. You know, maybe Kevin says, fine, you know what? I'm going to give up the play calling to Ken Dorsey. You came in to help us get this thing on the track. It's a complete disaster. Here, you handle the play calling, and I'm just going to sit back and watch the place burn down. And because I think ultimately that's what's going to happen anyway, regardless of what they do. And really the for me, the tangible move is to make a quarterback change. But again, you, risk completely destroying what is left of Deshaun Watson. If there is anything left in Deshaun Watson, hope that makes sense.
Daryl, one more before you go, just because, you know, there was a report by the Northeast Ohio Transportation blog about the timeline here and whether time has run out for the Browns on the lakefront there. I don't want to jam you up if you're kind of in the midst of putting this together. I am curious.
It's been put together for a month. I just can't publish it.
Okay. So do we
have... That makes sense.
No, it makes total sense. Do we have maybe a timeline on when a stadium decision could be unfurled?
I think the decision has been made. It's just a matter of when the Browns are prepared to ultimately let the world know what everyone knows they're probably going to do anyway.
Just win that game, I guess.
Yeah. Well, certainly I think that the performance on the field doesn't help, but there is a lot of moving parts with this project. I mean, you're talking about a near $4 billion dome and development project. Next to the airport there are a lot of moving pieces and parts, and certainly you don't want to announce something without having all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and stuff like that. But what I can tell you, I don't think anyone will be surprised what the final decision the Browns arrive at when it comes to where they want to play football in 2029.
Now they're clearly moving this team to Baltimore too. Daryl.
Well, Baltimore can have this team. Can we get the Ravens back?
Wait, will we have to call them the Ravens?
No, we just swap rosters. You have them. We'll take. We'll send the entire Browns organization to Baltimore, and we'll take that organization back.
What's the kicker? Because I'm going to say, I think you need to sweeten the pot a little bit.
The kicker is that the Ravens are very consistent in their on the field success. So if you can transplant that back to Cleveland, and then we give what's been here for 25 years to Baltimore, you know.
No, but what are we throwing in to sweeten the pot? Because I'll be honest with you, I think
keep the name Ravens. They get to keep the logos and all that. They can keep all that.
What about
we do to them what they did to us in 1995.
I just think they're going to say pass. I'll just be honest with you.
I wouldn't blame them, but it's worth a shot.
Daryl, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games this weekend.
You as well, buddy. Daryl Ryder there, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When we come back, something got me thinking. Actually kind of blew my mind because I realized I learned something about myself, and sports made it happen. 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.